Welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Thursday, September 24th, 2020. Precious metal prices rebounded Thursday despite a firmer dollar. U.S. stocks inched higher as traders weighed the latest batch of economic data and tech tried to recover from its recent losses. And now in the news, J.P. Morgan Chase is close to paying almost $1 billion to resolve government investigations into the alleged manipulation of precious metal and treasury markets. According to Bloomberg, settlement between New York-based J.P. Morgan and several agencies could come as soon as this week. The indictment alleges the traders who worked at J.P. Morgan offices in New York, London, and Singapore participated in a racketeering conspiracy in a multi-year scheme to manipulate the precious metals market and defraud customers. For most Americans, the COVID-19 lockdown was our first experience in a full denial of freedom, writes Jeff Tucker in his new book, Liberty or Lockdown. Businesses forced to close, schools padlocked, churches same, theaters dead. We're told to stay at home, risking fines if we left and jail if we didn't pay. We couldn't travel, separated from loved ones. This job is essential, this one's not. This surgery is canceled, this one's not. Politicians panicked. They feared being blamed for any and all deaths from this one virus while forgetting all other ailments. Liberty is right and it works, he writes. Lockdown is wrong and it does not. The United States was founded on the principle of liberty as a right. We must reclaim that. The Fed's preparing to deposit digital dollars directly into each American's account, according to Zero Hedge. Over the past decade, the one common theme, despite the political upheaval and geopolitical instability, is the Fed continually injecting liquidity into the system. But the funds created by the Fed did not make their way to the end consumers. So two former Fed officials, Simon Potter and Julia Coronado, are proposing the Fed deposits money digitally into American households via apps. This would allow the Fed to scrap anonymous physical currency entirely and track every single banknote from its creation all through the various transactions that take place during its lifetime. And lastly, billionaire media mogul Barry Diller urged investors to maintain a sizable cash position following the stock market's robust rally. He says, quote, "I think the market right now is a great speculation. I would stay home." Billionaire investor Michael Novogratz agrees. He says that the recent pullback represents the end of a speculative frenzy in stocks. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Till next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver, wait.